All right, let's get to it. We do have a little bit of a backlog, so we will get to some of the emails. AmITheJerk1310@gmail.com is where you send those submissions, and let's get started. Howdy, boys. My son asks me to go to events at AT&T Stadium with regularity. He also asked if we could maybe go to a Cowboys game. I told him that, first off, the events to which he wants to go are very expensive, plus the ridiculous parking fees and then concessions. Second, Cowboy games are even more expensive than the monster truck shows or other awesome events. I told him I don't support anything that Jerry Jones does, that Jerry is the reason why everything is so expensive, and I don't want to give him any of my money. There are plenty of other events around the Metroplex we can support and enjoy. Am I the jerk for taking this stance and denying my son these experiences? The dad guilt is real. Thank you, boys.
That's a very interesting email.
Yeah, it is.
I understand what he's saying. I get that. But I also feel, to some degree, if your son really wants to experience some of that, wouldn't you want him to be able to make his own choice on those things?
And, you know, there are some concerns that you may have about events like that, but your son is just like, I just want to go to a game.
Yeah, right, it seems weird to sort of punish the kid because you have a vendetta against Jerry Jones.
Yeah, that is a very interesting, although it is very, very expensive.
It is.
You don't know the financial constraints that that person or that family may have, that, man, you know, we have to budget a certain amount of money to try and go to this game. But I just always feel that if there's any chance you can give your son or your kids a very memorable experience,
right,
then you try to do that any way you possibly can. If it's going to put your whole entire family in the strain, then by all means, just explain that.
Yeah.
But if you can and you want to do that, and I get how you are, you know, your personal feelings about an owner, but kids don't care.
No, they don't. And he, chances are, would remember that experience for the rest of his life, depending on how old he is. I didn't hear if you said it, but.
Sabrina. Sabrina Ionescu. WNBA player right there. She's out wild in commercials.
Okay. That's who I thought that was.
Yeah.
Okay.
Go get her, killer.
I was going to block her shot.
Boy, that's
I the jerk? 13.
Yeah, you are a jerk. So what are we, conclusion?
I have to say, I understand what he's saying, but it does feel like kind of a jerk thing because if it's, like you're saying, if it's financial and you're like, man, it just costs too much, okay. But if you're saying, I'm not doing it because I hate Jerry Jones, then you got to get past that and let your kid have an experience that he is telling you he wants to have that he thinks would be cool.
Well, I think I kind of lean your way with that. It's some of the, it's one of those asterisk type of situations because, if it's going to put your family in a bind, I get it. But if you have the means to give that experience to your kid, I think I will go ahead and just do that because that will be pretty memorable for the kid.
Right.
All right, here we go. Oh, you have something else, Travis?
No, I'm good.
Okay. Good afternoon, my invasion friends. I have a green belt next to my house. Well, excuse us. And on the other side of this green belt lives a family that owns a dog. Whenever the dog is outside, it barks incessantly. This is not hyperbole. This dog will bark constantly every time it's in their backyard. One day on a walk, I spoke with the neighbors on the other side of this family's house. After exchanging greetings, the first thing the woman said was about the dog barking. I acknowledged that it affects me also. My boys' bedrooms have a window that has a view to the green belt. They have complained several times that they cannot sleep due to the barking. I've tried to handle it all cordially by knocking on the owner's door twice. I don't want to say for sure, but I was pretty certain the people were home because I saw their kitchen light turn on and off. And on one of the occasions, I wanted to speak with them. I decided that I had enough since they will not have any face-to-face time with me. I called the police since then, and they have come out twice to observe the dog barking. The first time was in late December. The second time was a week ago. It seems the dog has now been impounded because I haven't heard it for days. Yesterday, the man of the house came and knocked on my door. He was in a state of irritation and used several a-holes during his rant. I asked him what was wrong, and he said he knew I was the individual who called the police. I asked how he could possibly know this. The gentleman said, because I've seen you on my front porch on my Ring. All I can do at that point was to tell him that I did report their dog. I got more choice words thrown in my direction after that. He said how his children hate me because their dog is no longer at their home. I'm a dog lover. I have two myself, but if they bark, it's only for a couple of seconds. If it lasts longer, I bring them inside.
Jeez,
I feel that's what a responsible dog owner should do. Am I the jerk for calling the police?
personally, I say no. If you try to address the situation multiple times, and then the guy tells you, I saw you on my ring, why don't you open it up and have a conversation?
Especially if you know it's your neighbor. Like, okay, we all know that we don't want to answer the door for anyone we don't know. But if I see my door, if I hear my doorbell ring and I look and I see it's my neighbor, I am 100% answering the door. If it's someone on my street, I am answering the door every single time.
And I get that, man. Like, the people that moved in next door to us have a dog that will bark and bark for whatever reason. I guess they keep it inside most of the time. And so when they let it out in the backyard when it's done, and sometimes you're like, man, like, pay attention to your animal. It wants back in.
And I do. I have a dog, and my dog will bark. I always say at a specific time, this a no-no. Like, I will always couch it like 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
If he's outside and it's 9 o'clock and he sees something and he barks, I immediately go to the door and say, man, come on, inside. But dogs bark.
Yeah, they bark.
And if it's
bark.
2 o'clock in the afternoon and I let him outside and he wants to bark, I'm just going to let him.
Yeah, and again, I don't...
And I don't know if I'm wrong for that or not.
It's the incessant barking where it's going... Like, if it's going on for an hour...
Oh, right. Yeah,
That's where you're like, come on, man. Like, what's going on over here?
And then there are people that do have dogs that are outside dogs.
Right.
And they stay in the backyard. And we have one, as a matter of fact, that lives next door to us, that dog is not inside at all. And there are times at night, and as a matter of fact, it's across the street also. So my dog hears it even inside the house, and then he starts barking because they're barking on the outside. And you just don't know what to do. Like, I haven't called anybody about it, but it does get a little bit irritating. But for them to come and get it and it's impounded, like, takes it to a different level.
Well, and I think that also must tell you that the authorities came out and said, okay,
this dog won't shut up.
Like, over the top, man.
Right.
And it's really weird that they didn't decide to do anything about it on their own as a family and allowed it to be taken away, in a sense. Because it's not like, according to this guy, that they came out a couple of times, so it's not like they just showed up and took the dog. They showed up, observed the behavior. There's no way you didn't know.
Yeah.
And you still allowed it to keep happening.
I'm going to say that guy is not a jerk for calling the cops.
I'd say it as well.
Because they hear it also, and they know. And if they're just used to it or trying not to do anything about it, then you do have to take that next step if it's being a disturbance to the whole entire neighborhood. Whatever the consequences are for that, he's not responsible for that. And if you even tried to go talk to them and they didn't acknowledge it, I don't know what else you're supposed to do.
I mean,
it feels like a jerk move, but I don't think it is.
I lived in an apartment a few years ago where the person below us had a dog that just would bark and bark and bark. And I was home during the day most of the time. And, man, it would just drive me nuts. And so I went and I told the apartment people, I was like, look, this dog will not stop barking. And I recorded it and played it for them. It was really loud. And they're like, okay. And then they walked down the hall with me like, yeah, you can hear it. Okay, we'll say something. And it was a couple of times. And then finally, I don't know if the guy moved or what, but after a while, it just stopped. I mean, sometimes you got to address that because I think you have a right to have a little peace for yourself when you're in your own home.
Yeah, no, that's true. That's true. And I try my best. If it's...
Yeah, but what you're doing is not what this guy's doing. That's
really
different.
Right.
Dogs are going to bark. You got to let your dog out. I think most people understand. Even 10 minutes. Whatever. I get it. Your dog's outside.
Yeah.
But when it's just constant for an hour or more, you're like, what is going on?
Because I probably could call that on my neighbors from on the side of me and across the street because their dogs are really, really noisy. Because I know because my dog hears it in the house and his head is just bobbing around. So, but I haven't called anyone. But it does feel like a jerk move. But I don't think it is. All right, there you go. That's Am I the Jerk for this week. Thank you so much for those submissions. Am I the Jerk 1310 at gmail.com. If you have a situation where you want the experts, because we're jerks, we want the experts to tell you.
We know what a jerk is.
That's right. If you're being a jerk or not, you can send those that. And we do it every single Thursday at 9:15.